Dear Jesus, help me overcome anger by love, overcome evil by good, overcome the miser by giving, overcome the liar by truth. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you, Patrice.
No problem.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. You can also see us live at KeithandtheGirl.com/live video, where right now, supposedly, I'm going to see somebody chug 3/4 pint of absinthe.
Woohoo.
Ooh.
I'm being told if I get it right within 30 seconds, I get $500. I look at the camera, and it's a dude with no shirt.
Oh, boy.
Does that mean you're getting it right? What do you mean you're getting it right?
How would you get him drinking absinthe correct?
You would think that if somebody put out a challenge, I'll give you $500 if you guess within 30 seconds how much I drink it, he could change the speed of which he drank it. You know?
Right. It's him. So it's him betting you about what he's about to do.
I say you knock it over accidentally and you don't drink it. That's
my
guess.
I say you die at some point during the evening if you're taking bets about drinking absinthe.
I say you throw up your inner child pretty soon.
Ooh, nice. This dude is writing, no, I can't see the time. You're going to tell somebody else the time. Yes. This is also the dude that called into the show.
Who's this?
His name is Say My Name, Bitch.
And there you go. He just won.
That's effective.
And he, I got to take this picture down. Jesus, wear his shirt. Mm-hmm. You win, dude. Mm-hmm. I owe you $500. You win. Jesus. So this dude that called in and yelled at us, if you remember, because he couldn't find the phone number to call in.
Oh, yeah, and is this the same guy who wanted to give us money, but, there's no way.
This is the same dude that tried to donate $500 to Keith and the Girl, supposedly, and yelled at Hamda because he couldn't figure out how to do it. And so she said, well, just forget it then. You know, I don't know what to tell you. Thank you. Listen, bitch, I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, he's so rude. He's like, PMing me on live video. Like, I'm trying to help you out. I'm like, if you can't find... KeithandtheGirl.com/donate. Then you just enter the dollar amount and you hit okay.
Thank you, motherfucker.
Yeah, and right. It's really appreciated, I promise you. And it goes to really good things. Right. It usually just goes directly back into the show, you know, almost always.
Now, I know this guy's the king of money over here. But
and yeah, so at the end, he's like, I can't figure it out, and you're not helping. Don't you get it? He threw out a don't you get it.
He threw out a bitch. He said, don't you get it? I know bitch was in there somewhere. Okay, how I wouldn't take that dude's alcohol at my party. You will be somebody comfortable to take money from. I won't owe you for life. Come on.
Based on $500.
I do say, sometimes the people in the chat rooms, I get on, I start logging in. We got this new guy listening now, Corey, C-O-R-E.
I told you, Corey's with E's of trouble.
Been email. You know what? You said that ever since I met Patrice. He's always said that. And I would get emails from him. What's the stand-up at the end of episode 125? Whose stand-up did you play? This show right now is episode 800. First off, congratulations, everybody. Secondly, I don't fucking know. Work with me. Mm-hmm. What was it about? And so he tells me what it's about. I, of course, know. Then because I answered him, now we got a give and take. That's always been my problem. I said it before.
You're
too approachable.
It is true.
I'm too good.
It's true. You need to be more prickly.
Right. Too nice to the intern. I can tell already. He's enjoying himself on the couch right now.
I don't think he's left in tears yet.
Not yet.
Ugh.
He's telling his friends nice things, and I don't like this.
The intern? By the way,
oh, dear.
You refused to call him by his name, and I noticed
I know his name. Yeah. It's just that...
No, I know. But after you started showing up, I'm like, hey, intern. I'm like, what am I doing? His name's Michael.
Hey, I defended him on Sunday. He was getting hustled a bit too much, and I said, leave the boy alone.
What happened? You mean Monday at our wedding?
Monday at your wedding, yes.
What happened?
I think
she was
Ray
the savior.
I'm trying to... Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So now I say what the stand-up is. So the next one is, okay, well, what's the song at the end of 256? Like, you're killing me. Work with me. That sounds like Guns N' Roses. I don't know. Never mind, you can't Google a lyric, but at least work with me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I figure it out, and I tell him. All right, I need your autobiography. Send me the PDF.
Excuse me?
Get the fuck out. Now he's mad at me. Ever since then, he's been mad at me. So I get on the chat today, and it says, hey, he better talk about this Mevio thing, because he said in 24 hours, and he dodged that shit yesterday. He better answer to me. Is that what I said? I said in 24 hours, if Mevio doesn't take our shows off the site, I'd give Corey a phone call. Is that what I said, Corey?
But he's a Corey with the E, Keith.
I know. I forget. I took him seriously like a real person. 22 years old. Hey, son of a bitch, I'd love to slap you.
Being 22 is exhausting. Leave him alone.
Keith, you can't get over that? You can't get over 17 emails?
Wait, I happened to just check live video, keithandthegirl.com/live video.
Right.
And is it the person, what's his name, SMNB2? Is that
yeah.
the name?
Yeah.
Well, I got a PM from him, private message.
Okay.
Guess then and tell Patrice, what do you have to lose? And I also said, do it offline.
Giving you attention. That's what I have to lose. I don't want it. Keep your money. I blew it. Your friend just wrote me. Oh, he's very rich. I'm sure he's the best. He's the greatest. I'm missing out on millions.
I remember, like, Keith refused, like, this is the right way to do it. Like, anyone who wants to. I remember I had this friend, and anything she would give me, I'd be like, I really don't want this. Mm-hmm. Maybe because yeah. she's not my friend, really. You know what I mean? Like, because I just know this comes with something.
Yeah.
And anyone who says afterwards, and I don't know that she would necessarily say this afterwards, but you'd feel it. Well, I gave you that. Why can't you do this? I'm not at your beck and call.
All his emails will open with Corey, who gave you the
$500. Yeah, right.
Good
for
afternoon.
The rest of my life.
Exactly.
Right. But I remember when I was working for my brother's company, somebody who worked there befriended, like, supposedly this super billionaire. Okay.
Right.
And he would talk about his money constantly. I hung out with him one time because I was doing something with her. Whatever. He's a billionaire. He doesn't have to park in normal places because he's friends with the police, or he can pay the $1 billion.
He parks on the sidewalk.
He showed off that he parks. Congratulations. Okay.
Right.
So he really, like, that kind of thing can annoy anybody.
Sure.
Okay. Even if, like, you're just jealous and annoyed, or you're just like, you fucking, like, there's no point to discussing anything with you.
Right.
He was going to throw the most fucking sick Hamptons party. You're invited. Your boyfriend's invited.
Bring your parents. Yeah.
Bring whoever.
Well, that's where the cream of the crop in New York goes for vacation.
Right. And it's going to cost him like a couple hundred grand, of course, because he's going to have this, that, and the next in there. It's going to be food, and it's going to be played.
And Diddy.
Yeah. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going. Mm-hmm. You know? Because I've been to these like super rich parties, but usually I'm working in it. So I'm like, you know what? It's Hamptons, like 2 to 3 hour drive. I have a car. Hey, let's go. Keith was like, no fucking way. You're not teaching this person. What lesson are you teaching him? That he gets to be a fucktard and then all these people show up? And I'm like, well, all these people are clearly using him. Like, what kind of happy result is that? Like,
he doesn't know that.
Yeah, I think he has. You know, like, people have.
And if he does, he's okay with it. Because
yeah,
that's the only way you can
and
get
that's
attention.
Right. And Keith is like, I think you're making a mistake. I think, like, you're just teaching this guy that he could be a fucking asshole. And then everyone is like, mm-hmm. oh, well, I'm invited to your party and I'm going to go. And I was amazed and kind of impressed because I'm like, why couldn't I think that? Why couldn't I be like, no. You do not get my presence at your party.
Eventually,
like, not those, presents,
right.
presents.
It's a one-day party. Eventually, the lamb chops turn into shit, and it's all over. But you still owe this guy.
That's right. All balloons deflate.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm not friends with Richie Rich, who titled his name, Say My Name, Bitch.
And they also still keep the Hamptons in Long Island. As long as they're doing that, I'm fine.
Right. Well, there's your name. But thank you.
Yeah.
But we are celebrating 800 shows, so yes, please. KeithandTheGirl.com/donate.
Hey,
I'm not above your money. We need it to survive, sure.
Hey, you get it for free. If you feel a little guilty about that,
good.
Guilt relieved. KeithandTheGirl.com/donate.
I wouldn't want to upset my buddy Corey, though. So I will say this, that of course, and I didn't expect it, and quite frankly, I'm a little pleased about this news. But the Keith and the Girl shows, Keith and the Girl, there's Keith and the Girl backstage, some behind-the-scenes stuff. We leave the mics on, and Keith and the Girl TV, new episode will be up by tomorrow, I believe, about
nice.
the wedding and the whole fight we've been talking about this week. All these still on the Mevio Pod Show website. We are absolutely attacking. The only way it'll stop now is if everything's removed as we demanded, and that will happen, trust me. If everything's removed as we demanded, and on top of that, I will only quit even going further if I get an audio version of a sincere apology from both Adam Curry, who has no problem yapping because he has his own podcast, and Ron Bloom, who I know does interviews, so he's not mute. I want a sincere apology from both these people for what you have done, or it will not stop. That's all. Nothing really started yet, so maybe you think I'm joking.
Well, some action has been taken from our part.
So we're on.
Yeah, we're
game
on.
Game on. You okay, Corey? You got it now, buddy?
Drink the whole bottle of absinthe. No,
800 shows, Corey.
In celebration. Drink the whole bottle.
Do your research. Recognize who you're talking to.
That's right, Vato.
I follow up, bitch.
Are you disrespecting me?
Are you disrespecting me?
Don't make him get out his post-its.
I'm the king of following up on threats.
El Rey.
I'm the king. King of follow-up, they call me. Everywhere I go, hey, it's king of follow-up.
I'm the king of loose ends.
Maybe you thought I was the king of loose ends. I'm not. I'm the king of follow-up. Recognize. Hey, you silly bitch. So yes, Patrice tried the only way Patrice can, and it'll be in the TV show, of course, defuse this situation. No, thank you.
No, I would like to point something out.
You actually weren't defusing.
I saw the beer bong picture, because I looked at that, and then I ended up listening to the first part of the show. I wasn't drunk outside. I was drunk when we got up here.
I didn't say nothing. What did I say?
I was called a drunk. I wasn't drunk yet. Okay. It wasn't until I had vodka here I was drunk.
Maybe I said, like, I must have said, I thought you were drunk outside.
No, I only had wine outside.
I might have said it.
Wine doesn't make you drunk?
And I'm going to stick
Sangria
with it.
Sangria doesn't make me drunk.
Well, you know what? We'll let the listeners decide. Only you know you, so only you could say. I haven't met you many, many times and been out with you many times.
I was just incited by the fact that he said he was being treated as such because he was a nigger.
Right. That's what I also enjoyed in my courtyard. The N-word flying around.
That
Who's the N-word?
Me.
I'm the original N-word. Chinese are the original N-word.
They
N-word.
Are.
The N-word's the original N-word.
The Egyptians and the Chinese are the original niggers.
But let me tell you what was happening in the courtyard. Of many, many of our neighbors.
From different
what?
Ethnicities.
Bob was dead.
Bob was dead. Yes.
Lost cause.
Yes.
You know what's
Bob
funny
dead.
Is that I was like, you think those black guys were offended by me for offering them chicken? No, maybe not that part.
he said it first, though. I didn't say it first.
No, yeah, he thought he was the original nigger. And
he's like, the Polish are the original nigger. Then why have you been calling me Vato all afternoon?
Vato.
He kept calling me Vato. I don't know if he thought we had a kinship or something, or they were casting Dangerous Minds or the new 187 or something. He just kept calling me Vato, and I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
You had it out with him later.
Kiss my ass. I could have took him. Maybe McNally can, but I could have took him.
Did you hear McNally and...
McNally fell the fuck back. No, thank you.
McNally's... Yeah, we were playing that yesterday. McNally's girlfriend and the thug end up making out.
Again.
No, but I did misquote him, it turns out. He wrote this on the forums. When I said, he goes, Patea's like, what the fuck? Even if the girlfriend's the one doing it, your girlfriend's going away with somebody saying he's going to kill everybody and he has killed before. Don't you think you should do something? And I said, and I thought, hearing the audio, which we played, of course, that he said, what am I going to do? He's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's tougher than me. What he really said was, what am I going to do? She's tougher than me.
She is. That's what I was about to say. She's been in a few knife fights, hearts. But no, and he did loiter by like he was dialing his phone mysteriously for some reason. Like,
that's a nervous bullshit
hustler. What's going on over here? And she had already had the situation handled.
Yeah, that's some bullshit hustler topper better than you. Look what I'm doing, move, please. Who are you calling all the time? What's taking so long? Haven't just seen you and your thug-looking friends around the neighborhood. It doesn't take him that long to come. It's been 12 hours of disrespect, S.A.
He's like, you don't know about being from the hood. Neither do you, sir.
Oh, wells.
Now, what was happening with the intern and Matthew Bray?
Matthew Bray kept yelling at the poor intern, which is fine.
I think,
get a boy a break at some point during the afternoon.
I'll tell you. First of all.
First few hours, fine.
Not to sound possessive, but my intern. Thank you. Mine. Me and Keith. It's the only one. Now, second, I think Matt has a very endearing thing about him with youngins.
Okay? No, I understand it.
It's very adorable. When we went camping, he kept teaching Potato about everything. Everything. And I think she...
An 18-year-old girl, just to catch people.
Yeah, she's 18 years old. Intern is 19. His name is Astagos on the forums. Very nice man.
Yes.
And I think, like, Matt has interns at his job, and I think he's used to being like, hey, let me bring you forward. Let me teach you how life is. Let me get you ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. You be the best intern ever.
It wasn't intern day. It was day off day.
Kind of. But, yeah. But I think interns have names. And I'm going to say to Michael right now, because he's sitting on our couch.
I know his name.
Do not respond to intern anymore.
I mean it as a turn of endearment.
I mean it also, and I think it's kind of cute. And he was introducing, although he came to our party.
He didn't have to introduce himself that way.
Yeah, he came to a party as a friend.
Right.
He's such a nice guy. As soon as he starts introducing himself to people, he's like, hi, I'm Michael, I'm the intern. I'm like, you are not the intern today.
You don't have to add the second part, because even if you stopped interning at this point and still came around, I would still call you intern. It's done. Sealed.
Anyway, welcome to our home.
I got this letter, by the way, from Alex. My name's Alex, and I've heard about you guys through one of the soldiers who was a guest on your show. He goes by the name of the Gunner. This dude's over there in Iraq. He kept ranting and raving about you, and we talked more about whether whether on patrol or on guard, so I checked out some of your episodes, and the one you had him on, and he cracks me the fuck up still. Anyway, your show is fucking outstanding, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of it. Later's Alex. Big ups to the Gunner nice. And the boys and girls that he's making listen to the show. Hope we're not driving you too crazy, but it sounds okay. Appreciate everything you're doing, and thanks for spreading the word.
Thanks to everyone over there.
Would it be weird, to, as like a nice gesture, to send them like a bunch of Frisbees? Is that like... Even if you're in the desert, yeah, but you do have time off, and is it okay to play Frisbees? I mean, the other games they play are punching each other in the face.
Well, the question becomes, they're not camo? I don't know.
Well, okay, we did see a few war movies and a few documentaries on what they're doing over there, and part of it was tossing a football. Here's what happens. I see this letter, and I'm like, we should send the Gunner something, and Keith and I just look at each other like, are we sending him a tote bag? Like, what? I think he's got enough totes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, no, I'd aim for the hot green Frisbee to be what gives away the base.
It flies too far by accident.
They're in an F-16. Everything else has leaves on it, and it is a green Frisbee in the middle of the road. I think they're down there.
You would wonder, you're in your foxhole. You're the enemy. There's a Frisbee. Yeah. What the fuck?
And then I thought, send a video or two, a DVD or two, because I'm sure they have some time off, and there's the... place where
they
everybody
have laptops
watches
and all that stuff too. I'm sure.
Yeah, so maybe he can have movie night, Keith and the girls style. Go.
Or if war was at all like a bad action movie,
or MASH,
and you throw the Frisbee at the bad guy, and the Iraqi catches it, and you go catch motherfucker, and you just start spraying everybody. You know what? I'm sending some. Fuck it.
I figured that would be the end result.
Jim Wizard on the forum says I'm joining the National Guard in a few months. Any advice is welcome. I'm 36. I thought that'd be too old, actually.
Aren't you a bit long in the tooth, sir?
And I want to make a significant change in my life. I never married, but I have two sons. Maybe because it's the National Guard. I don't know. But I'd be surprised if I can join the Army if I wanted to.
Called up? They're
he was never in.
Getting called up?
Oh, now? He knows. Yeah, because National Guard, you mean, will he be in Iraq? He wants to, I think.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, are you saying that they won't allow him in? I think they'll allow anyone in.
Yeah.
No, there's an age. I know there's an age limit.
Is there really?
I don't know what it is, yeah.
But don't you have to do, or is that just Israel? Don't you have to do time after, like as you get older? Aren't you always signed up to the Army?
No, he didn't join up yet.
Mm-mm.
No, I see what you're saying. If I joined up, would I have to go back?
Yeah.
Technically, I could probably still go back, but I didn't start when I was younger.
Okay.
I probably, maybe they don't. Maybe if you're too old, you won't be taught, and you'll be too stubborn. I don't know.
Or you get an office job or
something?
But
there, I don't know. There is an age limit
when
you first join. I'm positive. Somebody will have to tell me as we go along.
There has to be.
I had no idea.
Or Bob would have went for the friends.
Well, why'd I say somebody has to tell me? Here's Jeremy. Army enlistment age limit is 42.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, so it's up there.
Okay.
Also, by the way, Jeremy also saying to Michael, the intern, October, is it 16th? October 16th is Boss's Day. So if you could...
It's Boss's Day?
Yeah, if you can jot that down, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
You missed Secretary's Day already, unfortunately.
I'm 36. We missed out on the time we hired you. But unfortunately, Boss's Day is the next one. I'm 36 and I want to make a significant change in my life. I never married, but I have two sons, 16 and 9. I work for the state and want to improve myself. I exercise regularly, 5'11", about 175 pounds.
I'm a Taurus.
Right. And I want to know if there's anyone who can send me some advice to help me prepare for what's to come. Thanks, all.
I think he's prepared.
It sounds pretty prepared. You sound into it. But I thought I'd send an email, but Lamboy beat me to it. And there's what our buddy Lamboy wrote, who, by the way, is off house arrest. You always want to take your advice from somebody who just got off house arrest.
Pardon?
Yeah, somebody in the bar started it. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
So when you arrive at basic training, he says, you need to establish your dominance. I bet everybody listening in Iraq will agree right now.
Pee on everyone.
Close. First, walk up to your drill sergeant and tell him that you're the baddest motherfucker he'll ever meet. They respect the go-get-em attitude. Second, when you get your uniform, demand that adjustments be made to fit your stunning body type. It shows you have knowledge of your physical prowess. Third, in the shower, announce that if you catch any of them faggots checking you out, you will kill them as they sleep. This asserts control over the lesser males. Fourth, taking breaks during group runs is not called being weak. It's called pacing yourself. Five, since the war has drained most qualified humans from joining, you'll be teamed with the bottom of the barrel from our society. By all means, if you see a person that has escaped the grasp of Darwin's law, well, then it's your duty to arrange a training accident.
I gotta say, Lamboy, such a smart guy for a person who just likes to punch people in the face when they're out of line.
Well, he's had time at home.
He has, I've said this a while, he has a face that's like, Yeah, no shit. You punch people.
What time? What time did you do it?
Yeah, he's not a huge guy or anything. He's not. It's not because
dudes that like to fight, though.
Yeah, it's not because he's just a mountain of a guy. It's just because it's like this. Don't pick on this guy. It says it all across his face. And if you did pick on him, you want to be in a fight. And it's just,
unfortunately, that's what the lawyer said in court. Look at his face. Do not pick on this guy.
Do you remember when we first started hanging out with Spooky? He would go to bars with us. He's new to drinking. And by the end of the night, he's like, I think I'm going to go pick a fight. We were like, okay, time to go.
Yeah. Let's worry about drinking first.
That's mellowed into talking to people as they walk by.
Yeah, I don't think he does that anymore. I think he's become like a much more like, hey, maybe I don't need to just...
One of the last times I ended up drinking with Spooky, I think his tagline as he was walking down the street was, look at me, I'm walking with four ladies.
Aww.
Just stopping people. Like,
Amy is saying Navy enlistment is 28. So that's weird. 42 and 28 in the Navy, and they just are. Nobody's offended by this. The Navy is a lot less strict on how fit you have to be. I think
don't
it's kind of weird
more
about
shit
age.
In the Navy?
No, not physically. Absolutely not.
I thought you had to like put on wetsuits and
see.
There's SEALs. Sure, there's also Green Berets and special
like
whatever.
Lung
the fuck.
Capacity and all that.
Well,
bullshit.
Sure.
I was.
Everybody.
Like
I'm
the
sorry.
Trees.
Everybody's not in the SEALs in the Navy.
Oh,
the fattest fucks.
That
are from
is not
the Navy.
What Jack told me. But okay.
I was thinking the same thing, Patrice. Yeah. That the Navy is like some kind of special.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
they dropped them out the planes in the dark.
I just I don't know. Like it has something to do with the water. So don't you have to be like very
spry?
Yeah.
Well, surprise, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to wear the most non-flattering outfit of all the white. You're gonna be fat wearing white. Seriously,
I'm good.
I guess when he was on house arrest, Lamboy was having fun and taking pictures and sharing it because Jeremy just sent me one with a rifle and a scope and a fucking yeah. That face says forget it. Six, you may make it, you may not, but one item you need to smuggle in and keep with you at all times is a map. Have a map with the shortest route and alternate routes to Canada. Seven, read the sixth step again. Good luck. Good for you, man. Wow, that's something, though. That's something.
That's
36
something.
Years old.
36.
Good
and,
for you.
And you can leave your life, basically. That's incredible. I can't leave my life right now. My whole life will go fall apart. I have to start completely over.
Is that what you want? We would join, but is that what you guys want? Our life would just fall apart.
For the stories.
Yeah.
Right. I'm good. I'm good on stories. I'll just walk outside for a little bit.
Can make them up. No one knows.
Meet a neighbor or two. Yeah. Get some stories from them.
Do they... I wonder, you know what? We got to. It'll come up when we play the final shows from the 74-hour podcast, the selected shows, and then we'll put the whole 74-hour podcast up if crazy people want to download the whole thing as one, two, or three chunks, whatever it's going to be. But anyway, we talked to the gunner on the phone, and I remember asking him this, I think, and I don't remember the answer. Like, do they vote for president? Are they harassed in any way to vote for the president? Like, does their captain say... Or sergeant say, you're all voting for this person. Come on already.
I don't know about the harassment.
I wonder.
But I think you vote absentee ballot.
I know. I wonder, like, if they even care. I remember Gunner answered me, and I just forget.
Well, yes, I'd like to go home.
Yeah, wouldn't they pick the person who says, hey, I'm going to be the one most
depending
likely
on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they know? Are they getting enough information that they can choose between...
Well, they have
they
the internet.
They can make decisions
they
together.
They have the internet. The internet has more information than television.
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced that they don't have television. And television is on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I think if you want to be well-informed, you can be. I think also people can send you things. They could send you emails on it if you really wanted to.
If you want to find the information.
The people are Twittering things.
Yeah.
So
Jeremy remembers, of course. He said that they can, but they don't get a lot of info on the candidates. I'm not surprised. I wouldn't expect you to.
I think you can get it if you want.
I think
want
you
it.
Can seek out information if you actually want it.
Well, it sounds like they aren't.
Brian Ward is saying that the guy who wrote in about, was it on the forums? About enlisting, says he should tell his drill sergeant what Patrice told the King of Kings the other day. I'm made of fucking kryptonite, nigger. Try to come and kill me.
Is that someone not a drunk person
when
says?
When presented with a bear, you also make yourself to be one. What? What am I going to say? I'm so scared. Please don't stab me. Before you pick an ethnic destination, please don't stab me.
So what did you guys agree on who the original nigger was?
No, he didn't understand why I needed to bring the Chinese into this, but...
We should visit him tonight. You knock on his door and he opens the door and you go, we never solved this.
Hey, boo.
Armstrong Williams is an African-American conservative commentator who is thinking about making a decision that he says is so agonizing it gives him heartburn. This fall, he may vote for Illinois Senator Barack Obama, the Democratic presidential nominee. The nationally known radio talk show host is a proud third-generation Republican who chuckles when African-American friends tell him it's time to return home to the Democratic Party. Though he still hasn't decided for whom he'll cast his ballot, there's something about Obama's presidential candidacy that excites him. Yeah, well, I wonder what. Mm. History, brother, he says, it cannot be anything else.
What do you mean, history?
We're going to have a black president. Is that enough to vote?
That can't be everything that this vote is based on. That means that no matter who the black candidate is, you guys are voting for
him. And that's pissing Jesse Jackson off.
That's insane.
There's very little that I agree with Obama on, he admits. Since the founding of our country, there have only been white men who have occupied the White House. To have someone break through that barrier and to say to some kids, you can be president, whether you like it or not, symbolism is important.
No, it's not more important than who's running the country.
Either way, it's going to be symbolic in a sense. I'm still up in the air. I don't know who I'm voting
for. Is it dumb to say that maybe this part makes you feel better? That maybe in this case, two wrongs will make a right? You're going to have your dummies voting just because it's a black person? Mm-hmm. And you're also going to have your dummies voting because it's a black person?
Like
and maybe
I said,
they'll cancel. You know what I mean? They'll cancel or even things out.
Oh, the racist will cancel.
Yeah,
you're
going to have racist whether the idea sounds nice. You're going to have racist on both sides, so... It'll even out.
You're assuming a lot of the people that say they're voting for Obama are actually registered to vote.
Right, I follow.
Voting in your living room and voting at a poll are two different things.
But I can't vote for McCain. He's way too against so many things. Like, well, actually, the two major things, like, you can't be against abortion and against gay marriage. Like, that's the biggest thing. And it's creepy to hear.
It spells out how obviously conservative you are.
Yeah, exactly.
How much religious is in your shit. And that's very important.
You're very old, you were POW, God bless, but you hung out for way too long. They told you you could go home, and you got on some honorable shit and started naming football players. You need to go.
Yeah, but not only that, like, every question, no matter what it is, somehow relates to when he was a POW.
The RNC speech the other night, the opening speech to introduce him, they talked about how much hardship he endured, and they let him beat him, and he's giving people thumbs up. You're a sadist. It's time to go. They told you it was your turn to go. Go home and tell people the story.
A shopping center has banned hooded sweatshirts and hats for fear young criminals are using them to hide from security cameras.
Keith Justice. In effect.
They had a problem with that in the UK, actually, too.
I am not a fan.
Actually, in the UK, you're supposed to take off your hat whenever you go inside, no matter what, right?
But they had the kids wearing the hoodies that were doing it to be intimidating, and they were...
Of course you're doing it to be intimidating. It's cold outside sometimes. Then it's not cold inside. I don't even like it outside, but let's start inside. And I say good. And I'm glad I'm seeing other countries do it. The ban in the shopping center at Tweed's Heads on New South Wales coast is believed to be the first of its kind in Australia. Signs have been in place at Tweed City Shopping Center for the past 3 weeks, warning that hoodies and hats will be banned after 6 p.m. on Thursdays.
On Thursdays?
What the fuck is that?
On Friday we have high tea. No, well, that's like the malls here that have that rule that if you are under 18, you can't be in the mall before 4 o'clock or whatever school's supposed to be
over. Okay, but that's like every day at school.
Maybe they have a lot of activity on Thursdays. Maybe kids get out early on Thursdays.
I think they're just testing the water.
Well, you test it with 4 days. You test it with the weekend.
Yeah.
You don't test it on a Thursday.
This is very old school, though. Remember, like, everybody who walked into a doorway had to take off their hat just as a polite thing.
I remember that when you went to school. Yeah. Boy, girl, whatever. You had to take your hat off when you came in school.
I think still in school you have to take off your hat. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, it was the gentlemanly thing to do when back in the day really only guys wore hats that needed to be taken off.
I think it is. I think it's a sign of respect. I think if you're wearing sunglasses and it's not sunny out, Carlo, the king of glasses.
Those were hater blockers.
Right, hater blockers.
I'm blocking all your rays of hate.
Do these block hater rays?
You can't see the emotion in my eyes and how hurt I am by all of this.
You're not doing it because you got too much decent behind your eyes. You're a shady fuck.
Keith can't shine on you like that. He's got to contain it.
Put your hood up a little bit. Your eyes aren't cold.
What do you think about this one? Amy from Maui says, we weren't allowed to wear anything that had Raiders, the football team, on it in high school because there was an LA gang that used their symbol.
Yep.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
We weren't allowed to wear anything that had the Raiders football team on it in high school because there was an LA gang that used their symbol. So, like a gang is the same symbol.
If the gang
the
is messing around in school, I've said this before, and everybody's disagreeing with me. Mm-hmm. If like there's a thing, like there was a gang that wore red in school, something like that. I forget the color, and they said, "Okay, you can't wear red." It was
like no one could
wear red. And I agreed with that. Mm-hmm. I say you have to go in there with a military type attitude. and to get things done. Everyone, oh, it's the right, it's the right. Next thing you know, kids are dying. All right, there's your right. I have a right to wear a hood. You don't. Why do you have to? Why do you have to? Debate why you have to wear your hood over your eyes inside.
Hoodies are different. Inside is different. Hoodies
you can
are,
take it down when
yeah,
you're inside.
You can take it down when you're inside. It's removable. You know, it doesn't have
to
stay on your head.
To your head.
But the color red is so specific and so, like...
I think it depends on how bad it gets in a school. Like, we weren't not allowed to wear yellow, but if you're wearing a lot of yellow, we may take an extra look at you and see what's up.
But also, like, if you are then, if you just... Like, why aren't they kicking these guys out that are making it so that I can't wear red or yellow or whatever? Kick them out.
Okay, then kick them out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or, and then I'm sure Keith will be for this, everybody, public schools, private schools, whatever, there's a uniform for everything, and not skirts. No skirts. What's with
girl,
the skirts?
Girl, the skirt's a gangster. That is a cult unto itself.
Outfit.
The skirt is worse than anything you can do. Make those bitches wear rompers or something, because the skirt,
what
happens,
rompers?
That's the thing with the thing in the over and the shorts and the...
That's party. Hot too, Patrice.
No, the long, the kilty thing that you can't
that
roll
is,
it up.
Doesn't matter. It's hot.
Because
it's hot
the skirt,
because it looks like some little girl
the
cutesy
skirt,
thing.
The amount of rolls told you what school the girl went to.
Yeah, well,
St. Francis Prep was three rolls.
St. Francis Prep, a bunch
St. Agnes
of whores.
Was two because it was bitches all day.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, no more skirts. Everyone wears pants. I'm watching these girls. It is the middle of winter. It just snowed. And they're half naked. And it's Saint such and such.
Saint
it's
such and such. And you roll the skirt three times. And then you put on the Adidas track pants with the snaps underneath. And as soon as you get on the bus, you rip that shit off.
Like what?
Like nothing
what
happened.
Does that sound like?
What happened?
And then with the knee highs and the thigh highs.
And the box of shorts underneath.
If you were lucky. Pants.
Also
pants
rolled up.
For everybody. Did Jesus want you to wear some rolled up hooker outfit?
He made it.
You're a
it's,
child.
It's in his honor.
You're a child, and guess what? Mm-hmm. You do not have rights. And until this school behaves, you will dress as I tell you. You will walk right as I tell you. You'll quit wearing sunglasses in class. And when you all behave, you get treats. Just like you should at home.
You would have been such a delicious Caribbean mother, Keith.
I would have been a normal fucking person. In my school, a lot of people wouldn't do drugs because you didn't know where to find them.
In kindergarten, my mother made a uniform. She had a friend who was a seamstress, and girlfriend made five outfits. That's school.
Wow.
Everybody that talks shit.
But you can't be the only one.
No.
That isolates you. That's not good for your
growing potential.
Well,
it wasn't like I go to Saint Me school. It was just like
this is appropriate for school. This is all
Saint Me the Divine. No, it was just like, there were five like little situations, and then you had shirts and stuff that, you know, coordinated, but you had the basics.
Center management said the trial ban on headwear was prompted by friction between security guards and local youths. Yeah, I'm sure all races.
Local toughs.
Shopping center spokesman toughs. I got too many words for them. Shopping center spokesman Michael Tree said the trial was about behavior rather than dress. Well, you have to explain that. Duh. Mm-hmm. We haven't been walking around targeting people. It was a focus on behavior rather than on clothing. Management and police say some troublemakers know where security cameras are and hide their faces from them. It was all, of course it is. It's all about disguising your appearance on the security cameras. It's exactly the same as banks put a picture of a motorcycle helmet with a line through it on the front door. You just take your helmet off when you walk in there.
I would never think to walk in a bank with a motorcycle helmet on. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I would like to see your face. I think that's fair. You are a child. I would like to see your face. He could not say whether the ban would be permanent. This is the guy in charge of all this, of course. Our review at the moment hasn't shown any marked change in behaviors or attendance yet at the center. Well, quit doing it Thursdays after 6. I'll make up for my day on Friday when I rob all of you.
They have Bible study that day. They're not going to be there.
The Tweedheads police said the shopping center owners are within their rights. Of course they are. Superintendent Michael Kenny compared it to school dress codes or requests that service stations remove helmets before entry. That's right.
There's a whole bunch of rules. Jeremy's saying in casinos in Australia, you aren't allowed to wear hats or hoodies except for at the poker tables.
Yeah, you could be doing weird shit with your eyes and signals and card counting. And
yeah.
Not that I don't think card counting is illegal everywhere, though, but...
It's not illegal, but... They'll kick
you, know
you the
better.
Fuck out.
Yeah, get out.
This idea has floated around Australia before. Queensland Retails called for a ban in 2005, with National Retailers Association spokesperson saying, if banning them seemed to be a long-term workable strategy in the UK, which it is, then it is something you'd have to look at. But Queensland Police Minister Judy Spence said officers would not target people wearing hoodies because Queensland police are not the fashion police. Hoodies, it's stupid. Hoodies and other head coverings have been banned in many places in the UK. A South London shopping center, here you go, said it had enjoyed a 50% reduction in crime.
Wow.
And a 20% increase in visitors since banning hoodies in 2005.
They had a name for them, the kids that were doing this. I can't remember what the
hooligans, toughies. Hoodies, motherfuckers.
Yeah, guys.
Scare whiteys.
Yeah, guys.
It's really cruel. Look at the youth outreach worker. These fucking crybabies. It's very controlling and frustrating for young people. Right. It's very controlling and frustrating that my business will fucking fail. That's controlling
right
and frustrating.
If they're finding out that they're putting on hoods to cover from
if you
cameras,
dress intimidating,
come
you're
on.
Gonna act intimidating.
I think in New York, you're not allowed to have five people wearing ski masks at the same time walking down the street.
Makes sense. There's
for
a reason.
For everyone's comfort.
Okay,
yes.
But you need five people? How about just one?
Are you all
I
carrying ski poles?
Right.
Then it's fine.
How cold does it get in New York?
Does anybody have a snowboard? Then go for it.
It's the thing I always say about that. Do you know there's a law that... Because I had to go in court and make a fucking law so that you and your robber friends weren't allowed walking around in ski masks. Another douche. Youth Action and Police Associate Executive Officer Ray Rodica says, quote, being able to access a shopping center is important to young people.
What?
Young people, whatever they're wearing, should be able to congregate there. That's not why I put a store together and put my livelihood and my family behind it. Well, let's see. Should we have a shelf there or some space for kids to fucking congregate? Is there so you buy shit and leave? Can I help you?
You can congregate. You can. Malls have common spaces, but... Is the hood that important? Is it a religious hood?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's important that, yeah, right, dudes? It's important that they hang out at the mall so they don't hang out and skateboard outside my fucking house.
There you go. You gotta put them. These kids need midnight basketball. And everything will be fine.
Beth is saying when she was a teacher, she had to confiscate hoodies for Keith's reasons.
Hmm? Yeah. Good. They did, and they did it. And I bet things are better. Little less crime. You know, I'm getting feedback like, oh, so there won't be crime without hoodies, Keith?
No.
There you go. Give up. Just give up. Right? Everybody...
No, this one has an actual reason behind it.
It does. If you don't have the mask, you won't commit the crime.
Yeah, I'm not always behind Keith on this thing. You get a little too conservative here, but this one, it's like...
What do you accomplish?
There's a reason why they're covering their faces. They're, mm-hmm. They know where the cameras are. You're getting like A, B, C, and D. It's lined up. It's like... I don't know. It's like saying don't put those things on clothing like before you buy those little alarms because, oh, what are you trying to say? That I'm stealing from you?
Yes,
the general public might steal from me. I have to put these on. It's just measurements.
Not even
it's
that. You don't need it to exist. No one's offending your actual rights. Take the stupid fucking hood off while you're inside.
And this
big
is,
deal.
Yeah. Come on.
Good job, UK. England did something right. I still don't know about
Let's go there, then.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go. I thought there'd be hassles.
October 11th.
But you guys know
meet
how to
you guys there.
Yeah, you know how to show your fucking face. That's appreciated. Mm-hmm. It's called respecting people. It also gives you an attitude. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to respecting your elders? Give a little bit of a fuck. Take out your glasses. Well, I got to, son. That you didn't get smacked the first time you said that to an adult. Yo, it's my right, kid. You want sunglasses? These are tight. Patrice, what's happening with the gossip this week?
Okay.
Hey, Acorn's in trouble again.
Again?
Acorn.
Acorn's acting up.
Acorn can't leave people alone. He apparently needs to perform his show on some Silence of the Lamb shit. They need to put him on a straight board or something because he keeps hitting people.
Did he finally get in trouble for that time we talked about? This is a while ago when, somebody threw something at him and he pointed at a guy. Probably was him. I can barely remember the video. And he picked up the guy, right? Like a wrestler about to do a
slam.
A body slam. Took him on stage and then slammed him.
And the kid happened to be about 13, 14 years old. And he slammed him into the crowd. And
what's the punishment now?
It's about to go to trial. It hasn't gone into trial yet. That's in upstate New York.
God, but, shit takes a long time.
Shit takes a long time. That was months ago.
You gotta go on tour. I'll be back.
Right. Well, he's important.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be back.
I'm not a flight risk. I'll be out punching somebody somewhere.
You can see me.
I'll be in the news again.
Yeah. I'll be in the news if you need me.
So what's happening now? Now it's a woman or two.
In Guyana, in South America, allegedly, there's video of it, he decided he wanted to crowd surf, which is never a good idea with really large crowds. And he got to a point where they had like somewhere that you can stand. And he got up on there and there were people already on there. And when he got on there, he pushes one woman off and he either elbows or punches another woman in the face. and it seems to be purposeful. Oh, it doesn't seem to...
I saw the video. I think he just has anger issues. He does put himself in a situation where, like, suddenly he has to punch someone.
He does have, like, 14, 15 wives. He has a lot of problems.
Excuse me?
He's African-African. He has multiple wives.
Wives?
V-E-S, yes.
Okay. Is it crazy?
Are they going to cover that? That in court?
No,
while
he's
there?
Fine. He's like, I got multiple wives. Well, granted, it's not with paperwork, but you take people upon from your tribe, and these are my bitches.
Oh, well, if I had that many wives, I'd be pissed too. I'd want to punch someone.
That's a couple bitches worth of problems. Now I got money, and you actually want shit from me.
I think it's funny. Like nobody wants a zillion wives. People can't stand one wife. Oh, well, now I get to fuck everybody. Don't get married. You get to fuck everybody.
And they'll all talk about you when you're not home.
I don't know that you can have lyrics, by the way. I'm guessing. Could be totally wrong. Not up on my acorn. That are filled with thug words. Am I close? And then assume you could crowd surf. and everything's going to be peaches.
Thank you.
That's my guess.
What happened? He crowd surfed and then... and then somebody touched him, and he was like, no, you don't get to touch me. But you're crowd surfing, so you have to step on people.
He's literally stepping
your ass
on people.
Heads.
While punching someone else.
That's smart. You know what else? Like, when I crowd surf, I like to be like, oh, my God, stop touching my thigh. This is... And then
elbows and ankles only, please.
No, but then I sue the entire crowd for sexual harassment.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like getting paid twice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just hope somebody grabs my butt while I'm up there and then forget it.
Amy Winehouse got brain damage, we were talking about the other day.
By the way, I saw the Amy Winehouse pictures that Potato put up on keithandthegirl.com under all episodes. I just stare at that and go, there is no fucking way.
Isn't it?
Holocaust victims.
Not even that.
Didn't look that bad.
I like saying her name so Potato has to find a new picture. This isn't one of those pictures where, like, maybe, you know, is Madonna only made out of ligaments? Is it a bad angle? I mean, it's picture after picture. This girl is dead.
She's rotting, actually. It's the most interesting thing. She's actually decaying.
You could see what, you know, that bodies museum? Mm-hmm. She could be in that now, but be, like, movable. I think she's a study.
You know, she's rotting and then putting makeup on top of it, so it's actually like a topography of everything that's going on. It's kind of awesome. It's like, oh, that there's the canyon. Like, it's really kind of awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's like, ooh. But she pulled out of a show date that she had last weekend, besides the whole brain damage thing that's been circulating for a little bit.
People are still expecting her to stand up on stage for an amount of time.
Girl, we got to hold on to the microphone stand. Let's do this.
The microphone stand is bigger than her. It's fatter than her.
Let's do this.
Wow.
We got an album to push.
Wow.
So she had a writer. She's supposed to perform at Bestival this weekend, and her writer asks for 48 bottles of Jack Daniels and 40 cigarettes. That sounds like a really fucked up game.
And they do it. They give it.
Like, it's a writer. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Like, you probably
my writer would just be money. 48 bottles?
Yeah, you probably won't do your show.
I would like
if I give you this stuff.
You know?
I would like a gun to kill myself. That's my writer.
I will do it before the show. Now, I will not show up if you don't play the game.
I want a fresh fruit platter and a gun.
I need it chilled at 42 degrees.
You know, my rider would be, I would like 4 pieces of gold bouillon and a $5 football.
I just want an apology note.
Yeah. It's a fresh underpants.
I'll take care of our rider, Keith.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I want every game system. And I want you to give it to a small boy.
I would like a pony and a unicorn.
Or 48 bottles of Jack. Your call.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's 48 bottles of Jack and 40 cigarettes. What game is going on here?
You know what, though? With 48 bottles of Jack, she could see ponies and unicorns.
Do some people not smoke that you're not going to be giving them a bottle of Jack and they just get the...
She knows who her friends are, Patrice.
That's 2 cases of Jack Daniels.
No, it's not. It's like 4 cases.
You're only singing like 5 songs. It's a festival. It's not even your show.
Yeah.
They really got to get more of these mothers. That you can easily get them. Like, you got Lynn Spears, for example, Britney Spears' mom. You got Lindsay Lohan's mom. But that's really it, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
You need to get these other moms. I want to know Amy Winehouse's mother. You
we got
get...
Linda Hogan. We got...
Okay.
We got...
But her kid's not so fucked up.
No, we got Hillary Duff's mom.
You want what? You want to know her to know why she's so retarded?
Yes. I bet it makes... I mean, I'll look at her
you
face and I'll
time.
Get it.
You got to let them age. Miley Cyrus's mom's going to be a good one in a couple of years.
I need the dads, too, though. The dads
Christina
have a
Aguilera's
huge...
mom, if she wasn't getting paid enough and she had the influence to talk, she'd be a good one.
But daddies have a huge impact on their girls.
Oh, yeah.
I have them both, sure.
You got to make sure the dad's fucked up before you can expect the mom to talk.
I need them both. I need both parents of these kids on a show running through the desert in a maze, and they have to be blind.
I don't even
that's how I get to know them.
Nice. But Britney, after going back and forth with am I performing, am I not performing at the VMAs, she will be opening the VMAs, but they're saying she won't be performing.
That's okay, I'm
going to count it. It's the 25th anniversary of the show.
Oh, good.
And in honor of
that... How old is she? She's like 25 now, right?
26, I believe.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, however, will be performing. She's going to be performing Genie in a Bottle.
Oh, Christina Aguilera seems to have her shit all
she's
right.
She's adorable. She was. She has a new fragrance that came out, so she's in New York this week, and she did an appearance at Macy's in Brooklyn because she knows her market.
What's it called?
Where's the Hood Rats? Inspire.
Inspire. All
yes.
Right. I bet it's totally different than anything we've ever smelled before.
It smells like fruit punch and hookers, I'm sure.
All right.
But
that'll get you laid.
It smells like everything in Victoria's Secret. They all end up smelling like that.
Is it at Victoria's Secret?
No, it's at Macy's.
Victoria's Secret stuff smells like hooker.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I can't buy anything.
Hooker
from
and Young Hooker. Those are the two versions.
Hooker and Glitter, it smells like.
Yes.
That smells so good.
Ugh, I can't stand when Keith comes home from a strip club and he smells like those fucking whores.
They always wear the most innocent versions of the whore scents, though. They don't wear, like, the sensual seduction. They wear sweet pea.
But there's nothing subtle about it. It's like, bam!
Oh, white linen.
Like, come in your pants!
Fresh laundry.
That's what their shit should be called. Here's the come in your pants. I squirted on me.
It should be
here's
called
fuck you for a dollar.
Yeah, 3 minutes, $20. Two songs. I want a scent called Two Songs. That's my new perfume. It's called Two Songs and a shimmy.
Two songs coming.
Two songs.
And a shimmy.
Two songs is going to be $40. And then I have one called One Song, and that's going to be $80. It's going to be different. Because if you want three songs together, you have to pay me.
Oh, and the only one without glitter in it will be called Don't Tell the Wife.
Yes.
Or Shh.
We were in L.A., and it's not the back room that you go to, but they had for the dance, the dance where they take you on the side and they give you the lap dance,
mm-hmm.
but they get a little dirtier because they kind of take you to the side, but you're still in front of everybody. You know what I mean? This is a regular dance. You lay down. Your head was kind of up, but you lay down on the couch, and they're dancing on your crotch.
Sigh.
Just start fucking.
Yeah. I'm going to put out a scent for men that's called Back Room, and it's just going to smell. It's just going to be Febreze. For when you're going home. But I'm going to charge you $100 a bottle, Febreze.
I'm going to have a fragrance for men, and it's going to be called I Did Wrong Things.
You know?
I Did Bad Today.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah, I think the
I'm sorry would be the fragrance of flowers.
You know, and then I'll cultivate one that smells like a guy's best friend, and it's going to be called Prenup. It's for your wife.
The strippers say it's Victoria's Secret Love Spell.
It's Love Spell, and then the other one is the seduction one. The one of the sprays, not the perfume sprays, because strippers like body spray and not perfume.
Now let me ask you this. Do you want that to be just for the strippers, or would you be excited if I wore that scent?
Let me tell you something.
I don't know if this feels
would
weird
every day
to
be
you
Christmas?
As a question, but yeah, exactly. Or do you need that to be that horror thing that you need to smell every once in a while?
I'll tell you something creepy.
Okay.
Just NYC. Was the horror perfume.
She wears it.
She smells so good.
She does.
She left her backpack over here,
mm-hmm.
and there's a book in it. Even the book.
Smells
never
like
mind
horror.
Never mind the backpack. Even the book smells good.
Nice.
Never read the page. Book has been in my hand for 4 months. I love that smell. That's all I
there
can tell
no
you.
There is no way, as she's listening to this, she's not under a table going, ah!
That
she's
only
now
adds,
smelling all her books.
That only adds to the fantasy.
Now, okay, so... Do you need that once in a while? Do you need to go, like, pretend to read the book every here and again? Or would it be better if I smelled
well,
like that?
You could just
time?
Go to a strip club. You don't
how
have
come,
to read.
Well,
how
a strip club costs a lot of money.
That's true.
How come it's got to be one or the other?
How come strip clubs are so dark and they don't have more problems with counterfeit money? Because I would make 20s.
Because
how many people are making 20s in their basement.
Because after every dance, I'm sure they check in the light.
Oh, boo.
And then, boom, you're dead.
That's
I'm sure that problem was taken care of quick.
Where's the chase?
Yeah, I don't know how many people want to mess with strip clubs.
Yeah, wasn't Keith's fragrance from the strip clubs called Eau de Whore?
Eau de Whore.
Eau de Whore. But anyway, Britney Spears is thank God going to be in there. Lynn Spears is having is her book out?
Well, she has a book coming out soon, so of course she has to start putting out press releases. Like people are discovering things about her book, but she's actually putting them out.
This is Mom Spears, right?
Mom Spears. Mm-hmm. So she says, Britney began drinking alcohol at the age of 13 when she joined the Mickey Mouse Club, and by 14 she had lost her virginity to an 18-year-old football player from her hometown.
That's wrong. She's the mom's wrong because Britney said she was a virgin for the longest time. And
no, I
have
read
I
that.
Did it again.
No,
she was a virgin.
I remember. Yeah, she
said
had
that.
Did that. I like how when it's convenient for you, you can flip flop.
It's
your child.
Arrest this woman.
It's your child.
You're confessing to all the bullshit you did to this girl.
Yeah.
You're still responsible for mm-hmm. her at 14. And now, why not arrest the 18-year-old?
Go raise the other one that's half broken.
Yeah.
Go raise that one.
And while you're doing that, I think you should arrest me, because when you buy the album, oops, I did it again, it comes with a poster.
It's lies. It's lies now if she really wasn't a virgin. I want my money back.
Then I'm free to go.
You were going to say something nasty about that poster. She was a child then. She was a child. Lindy tells the horror when Britney, just 16, was caught with cocaine and cannabis in a private jet. That's when you beat the tar out of her and take her home. Apparently things aren't going well. But instead you wait to keep it for a book. When she was that same age, Lynn allowed her to sleep with her then-boyfriend Justin Timberlake because Lynn thought Britney was in love and Justin was good for her.
That was an okay relationship. Whatever.
Until you slept with the dancer boy and he left you.
That's her problem. And that's the shit that happens. You're 18 years old.
Yeah, you don't get to come back and say all this now when your previous book was about being a good parent and how you raised Britney in a good Christian home.
Is that true?
Yeah.
She already wrote a book?
They wrote a book together
great?
Before.
Why is...
Now because it suits you, you want to turn up a couple years later, you know she's already half crazy. Now it's not the time for this.
But she's allowed to do it. She probably got a hefty advance for it, and everybody's going to buy it. We're doing this.
She's looking all reflective on the dark cover, like how to raise a family in a tabloid world.
Oh, jeez.
You didn't do it properly. Kid Rock, in the dying to stay relevant category, has decided to put forth a press release on his feelings about Oprah Winfrey.
How did they get to write a press release about things like this?
I could write a press release. I could send it to everybody and be like, this is my press release.
But Kid Rock.
It's like writing a book report. Anybody could do it. He says he doesn't believe in her politics. When they all go, I'm voting for this guy, I go, that's not who I'm voting for. I love Barack Obama, but I hate Oprah Winfrey. No, I don't hate her. I just don't believe in her.
Good, done.
What's the point of this, though?
I don't either, then. I like Kid Rock. I like that new song people don't like. I like it.
I haven't heard it.
People don't like it?
No.
Don't like it.
No, they think it's cheating.
Do they sound like the old song?
Word on the street. It is an old song. It's Werewolf in London mixed with Sweet Home Alabama to new words. I like it.
I like it. I think of all people who could do it, I think it's him. He's
what do rappers do? That's what they do.
But he's not just a rapper.
But
he's
just
like
the songs that you mentioned made me giggle.
It goes with him. You know what I mean? He probably got the permission. I always feel like if you get
you
the
have
permission,
to get the permission
then,
I'm sure.
What do we care?
Yeah, this song isn't for toughies. It's for people like Keith Malley.
He's mellowing. Right. He's not. He doesn't take the hat off and scream anymore. Or will we see the bald spot if he does that? David Spade in the I Guess I Gotta Say Something. He's now a father. He has a daughter who was born last week to Playboy playmate Jillian Grace.
Well, they closed down. They said no more parties at the Playboy Mansion.
We're done. It costs too much. Gas is expensive.
So he's one of those that are, it's him and like two other, Pauly Shore and Jeremy Piven, that are there like every day. So he probably said, fuck it. I guess it's baby time.
We'll take it to my house.
All right. So, of course, he took one of the playmates.
Well, not even. He said he and Jillian have been close contact throughout the pregnancy, and he plans to see the baby during his first break in filming his new movie. But he had a brief relationship with her, and he said when she found out that she was pregnant that if he was proven to be the biological father, he will accept responsibility.
Congratulations.
Which means they did it one night, and then she popped up pregnant later.
But he just said, if I'm the father, I'll be the father.
Well, that shouldn't be weird if you end up actually being the father. Yeah. I hope if he's not the father, he puts out another press release. Oh, I told you! I told you! I told you! Woo, woo! I told you!
I told you, Maury. I told you, Maury. I'm 110%.
Yeah! Sure. I'm 110! Ow! Yeah, I poked her, but my shit don't stick! My shit don't stick! Teflon?
I told you, Maury, I only make boys.
Shit tight.
I can't even make girls, Maury. I only make boys.
I'm the king of blanks, Maury.
That baby penis don't even look like mine.
Shit tight. No one wants to fuck.
Oh, I'm the king of blanks.
Woohoo! My parents are gonna be proud when they see this. Fuck yes! Skank! I told you you were skank! Skank, skank!
Ho!
Ho! Me and all my friends fucked you like a train. I ate your pussy out after my best friend came in that pussy. You're a skank, bitch! You're a skank!
You know, Maury, I know Maury, but that's the neighborhood's baby.
Oh, calm down. Wow. Hey, you don't know me, Maury.
Wow.
I was gonna be my baby, Maury. She slept with my brother.
Wow.
Skank, bitch! Skank, bitch! Here's the poem, bitch. Well, I'll tell you what. I was 110% sure that it was his. I guess I'm wrong. All right, see you tomorrow. I have another guest, Maury.
I don't know, Maury. It's like four other dudes.
You would say, like, I saw a girl. I'm not exaggerating. Mm. Easily. and I do mean the word easily, 4 times she was on the show with a different guy.
That's nothing. There's one that's up to 11.
Really? And she cries. Like I don't think these are great actresses. I really don't.
Funeral dirge.
And she's like, she falls down. Like her mom just died and she's at the funeral. And she's like, no. And it keeps getting worse. Like, this has to be him. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me? You can't be this. See you tomorrow, Skank. Told you, bitch. Told you, bitch.
I love Maury in those moments because he does the calm principal voice, right. And he goes, you know, Keisha, it's okay. We are going to stay with you during this process.
Right. Oh,
we're
going
to help you.
We're good people.
We're going to help you and Quintanilla find out who the father of your baby is. I don't care how many people we have to test. We will not
embarrass, humiliate.
How many times we have to be here and call you a whore and cut the video where he calls you a whore, but we will find out who that baby's father is, and we're going to bring out the army coach guy to yell at you, right, and take you to the morgue and see what happens with your wild
team.
To
real quick look at that camera and say, I don't take no shit from nobody.
And do you think that's a man or a woman? And Jack Hanna's coming out with some lines.
I told you! Shit, my shit don't stick. If 5 dudes, fuck you, everybody knows this more. 5 dudes and I'm a 6th dude, my sperm's not gonna take. That's common knowledge.
I'm waiting until he starts to do a paternity show with Jack Hanna and kangaroos have to come out and say, that's not my kangaroo baby.
You can swab my mouth, swab my dick, swab my asshole more. It's not my baby, skank bitch.
I like when they do the touch.
I brought my own Q-tips, Maury. Start swabbing. Skank bitch. Tell him, bitch. Oh, shit. Bitch lied. Bitch loves dick.
I like when it's your sister's boyfriend, and you have to tell your sister first, and then they find out it's it's not his baby, and then you just told your sister for no reason. I didn't really sleep with him. I was just playing.
And it's true. Like Amy's writing something about it's always like beer goggle chicks. They are the ugliest.
Yeah.
Ugliest. Somehow they're getting 8 guys to fuck them in 1 month.
That is a small town.
That's insane.
First of all, Maury, I use foil for a condom. That shit ain't gonna stick. That shit ain't gonna Teflon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I came in there, Maury. I came in there, but I threw in some Doritos afterwards. Shit ain't gonna stick. Gang bitch.
I don't care what he say, Maury. I'm 125% sure that is his baby, because that baby has a small penis just like him. Why you gotta be so cruel? That's not gonna be his baby now. You fucking around.
I've been circumcised, Maury. I don't need a condom.
I can't make boys, Maury.
I could if I wanted to.
I can't. No, I can't.
But I didn't want to that night.
I'm not making boys anymore.
I ain't making boys with a skank bitch. She lucky I fucked her.
I got 3 daughters, Maury. I don't make boys.
I only fucked her for the joke. My boy was going to give me $500 if I fucked her.
Skank bitch.
Can I come back tomorrow anyway, Maura? No? Okay. Bye.
Jeremy's saying, I saw one where she brought 9 guys to be tested on one show.
She came back again with 2 more dudes.
Were not the father.
I'm sorry. My favorite was the 11th dude, because the 11th dude was dead, and they had to swab his mother to see if there was some family lineage in there, and the mother was like, why am I here?
You know why they're here? For a free trip to New York and a shitty hotel. That's why you're here. So
Maury in New York?
Yeah.
There you go. You get to see New York or Chicago or L.A. if you're lucky. Oh, the treat. And then they kick you the fuck out.
Well, but with a limo ride.
You figure out your own way back, skank bitch. Suck your way home.
Paternity tests are the best episode. You have to stay for 3 days because they have to get the test results back.
Oh, what a treat. Now I get it.
Shit, somebody call. I'll do it.
I gave you a $50 voucher for New York to last you three days.
Right. We got to eat at that fancy-ass Italian restaurant. You ever been to Sbarro's?
They put the lasagna on your plate.
Girl, they toast the cheese. The cheese was all brown and crisp.
You can get bears, you can get anything.
Anything
right
you want, and then the Virgin Mecca store was right across the street.
Right.
Tomorrow night, we're going to Red Lobster.
Now, I don't know if I'm allowed in that store.
They have a waterfall.
Where's the whore fucking store?
In another bid to stay relevant, even worse than Kid Rock, Leanne Rimes decided to come forward.
They used to date. Kid Rock and Leanne Rimes used to date.
Are you just saying that because they did a song together one time?
But they were also dating at the time. He was, I believe so.
Okay.
That's what Kid told me.
So?
He did the song with Sheryl Crow, and then him and Sheryl Crow broke up. Uh-huh. We all agree they were dating, right?
I think she was married then.
Well, they were fucking for sure.
No, Leanne Rimes.
Okay, so him and Sheryl Crow were fucking.
Uh-huh.
And then they broke up.
And then
he started doing the song with Leanne Rimes. And then he goes, isn't she great? Yeah, isn't her singing great? That's incredible. It's the best I've heard. He says things like that. That's a little dig, obviously. Yeah. So how's she doing? Is my point.
She's decided that she's been out of the public spotlight for too goddamn long, so she has decided to come forward with her fight against a devastating illness that has just changed her life.
She has this illness.
She has this illness.
What is this?
She battles it on a daily basis. Keith, she tries to stay strong. She has psoriasis.
Oh, that fucks up your skin.
She has dry skin.
Oh, dry skin's not nice.
I have astigmatism. How do I do it?
There was a guy.
I have to put on lotion. I want
to march in my honor. I think there should be a 5K for my astigmatism.
Cam does fighting psoriasis too. She has to put on lotion twice a day.
This eye is different than this eye.
See, we all got problems.
How do I see?
I have to wear a bra every day. Thank you.
Underwear.
When it gets cold,
socks.
See, what show does she write into? Something to think about.
She got a press release.
I think Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
Oprah have a psoriasis hour?
I had a dude that had psoriasis. I had a dude.
A roommate?
That sounded weird, right?
Yeah.
Some guy I worked with, and we're hanging out and just drinking, and something was really bothering him, and he looked like he was almost ready to cry, and he wanted to share this horrendous secret. And he had psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And it, like, shows me, like, he lifts up, I guess, his pant leg or whatever, and he had it, like, you see, like, these little just like discolored skin on his leg, and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that anywhere else. And he's like, no, just there. Then wear pants. What am I gonna
granted
tell
you? It can be painful. It's patches of really scaly skin that, you know, tend to crack a bit easier than your the rest of your skin, and
don't walk around like it's AIDS
and it scales. Please. But you're not gonna drop it. I'm pretty sure.
I tried to tell him I have dandruff.
I have sensitive scalp.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
We all have battles.
What is it? It's just like, what's that other stuff?
It's like eczema, but in a different variation.
Just a little, oh, wow. I just Google imaged it.
It doesn't look
pretty. Well, you're going to get the worst.
It doesn't look pretty, granted. And when it's really bad, it's really bad.
Yeah, look at Google dandruff. I bet an eye falls out.
But a couple weeks ago, Christina Applegate came forward with her breast cancer. Now Leanne Rimes is breaking down barriers for psoriasis. Really? Just say you don't have a new album right now and you would like some attention. It's okay. Yeah. I understand Dancing with the Stars said no. It's okay.
We didn't talk about that, by the way. What's that? Christina
Applegate.
Christina Applegate. From Married with Children, of course. The only thing that ever mattered that she did.
Aww. She's trying so hard.
Had her breasts taken out as a preemptive measure so she wouldn't get cancer. She didn't even have cancer.
She had a lumpectomy. She didn't have the whole... She didn't have the sliced titties off.
So what's that mean?
That means that they filled it back out.
So everybody's acting like she don't got titties anymore.
She don't have her original titties, which is fine. She's in Hollywood, but she...
Who gives a shit?
Well, she's pretty young to have a lumpectomy.
She's not so young.
I wouldn't want to remove my breasts and put in fake ones. It's something that you have to go through. It's a thing.
She doesn't have to go through it.
She does. She feels she does.
Right, she feels she does. Okay, that's beautiful.
Well, maybe it was recommended by a doctor. We don't know.
Right. And if you watched your mother, like she was saying that she watched her mother really go through it because the lump turned into something else, and then she had to like really go through cancer. So she wanted to avoid it. Although I think it's funny, you want to avoid it and then put things in your breast that cause cancer.
My dad, right. My dad
Well, that's not conclusive,
had an infective toenail, so I should take my toenails out now.
Well, no, if it's really strong in your family and they tell you it's a preemptive measure at this point in your life, it's something you would do.
His toe was really fucked up, Patrice. Really fucked up.
My great-grandfather had gangrene getting his foot taken off 32nd birthday. But it depends on who you are. I guess for her, maybe it really does run strong in her family.
Ella's saying Neil Goldman has psoriasis. Is that a buddy of hers? Who the fuck
I don't
that?
Know who the hell Neil Goldman is.
Well, tell him, I guess tell him I...
He's
I
not the father.
I send my blessings. I don't know. How's Neil doing? How's Neil been?
Jessica Simpson keeping up her high school campaign. She's still back and forth with Carrie Underwood over this Tony Romo thing, exemplifying that you can be an adult and still have high school moments. She said that she was laughing at Carrie's last interview where Carrie said that Tony Romo calls her all the time, and Jessica retorted with that, you know, she checks Tony's phone.
I'm sorry,
phone.
Did we say this before we started? Is everybody ready to go to high school?
Yes.
Here we go.
And that she checks his phone, and he doesn't call her all that often, so she's not even worried about it. And don't be worrying about my man, and whatever. And so Carrie said, You know, in a new interview where Jessica said, she's like, you're the love of my life, and I don't say that often, that little dumbass shit she said last week.
No, she doesn't say that ever.
No, no, often is what she said.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry, by the way. I'm sorry. Let me go back real quick, because Ella's saying, it's the Jew from Family Guy, silly. Okay,
who?
So there you go. It's a cartoon she's talking about. Okay, Patrice, I had to interrupt for that. Go ahead, please.
We'll see you in Israel,
made
Ella.
Made me lose my train of thought for that little piece of bullshit. She said, Carrie's retort was, she thinks Jessica's putting her love life on display is pretty desperate. She laughed at her People cover because it was just like the same one she did when she was in love with John Mayer. Same smile, same look, except she's a little fatter.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Shit. Meanwhile, Jessica Simpson's like, did I really look fatter?
Well, Jessica Simpson put out a press release and said, it's a smile from the gods. She says, I'm not closing the chapter of my life as far as acting, but I'm all about my music right now. When it comes to acting, I gotta feel it's right for me at this point in my life. It's gotta be just a really incredible director and production with an awesome studio and a great cast. But for me right now,
wow,
it's just
a lot of demands. It's person just who Jessica, doesn't know how to act.
It's just Jessica Simpson is music. Do you understand that they just want you to wear the pants and walk across the screen? You don't even have to say nothing.
Plus, isn't she a little bit out of the like?
Her last
who's
movie went straight
her?
To DVD.
Yeah,
we're good. Thank you. Don't act. Meanwhile, Carrie Underwood would like to just retort to that by saying, I got you, man. Story off. No. I'm letting you hold him at the house for a while, but I got you, man. And finally, you guys were talking about Palin.
Politics! I love politics!
I love when it finally crosses over into some shit that I know how to deduce real hard.
This is the vice president chick.
Yes, we have some new theorems. Now, she announced that her daughter is 5 months pregnant, which means conclusively that in the previous theory that the son, Trigg, who has Down syndrome, and it happens to, I think he's like 4 months old now, wouldn't be able to be hers just because of timing. But how about if Trigg isn't 4 months old? How about if she didn't pop up pregnant and the day that they say Trigg is born, being that the town is so small, there was only two babies born at that hospital and
God.
He wasn't one of them.
Oh, my God. You know, I wouldn't vote for you just because you're a bad liar.
They did not vet this woman properly. I would honestly, if I had any kind of kids and I was in politics, I would sit them down and go, look, I understand it's my job, but y'all gonna have to make some fucking sacrifices. Don't be taking little MySpace pictures with your friends, because I have spent the past 3 days seeing MySpace pictures of this child holding a handle of tequila and giving some peace fingers. Your mother, I don't care if she's not even trying to be president yet. She's in the public eye like, you're a dummy. And it's not on her MySpace, it's on the little friend's MySpaces. So the new theory is, Palin hid her pregnancy from the media long enough that when she finally made the announcement, she wasn't showing it's 7 months pregnant. The week before, she took a picture and she's holding her hands and woman's not doing any kind of action for 7 months. So then she mysteriously took the child out of school. Bristol was missing from school with mono, which is in the 50s, which used to say you had mono and you was going to go visit your aunt in Kansas or some bullshit. So she was out for a few months from mononucleosis, which typically takes maybe 1 or 2 months tops. During the same time that she was out with mono, the baby that's supposed to be the brother was born. So there's no record of homeboy's birth. There were two babies born in that hospital that day.
Okay, I see who's out of school. The teenager.
The teenager's out of school.
But really, she's giving birth.
Okay. She's AWOL. And then, okay, so she's 5 months pregnant now because we want to start to explain things and then explain this dude who's the father of the baby that they're saying is not hers. Girlfriend's not pregnant now.
Either
she's
going
to end up losing that baby before the race.
This is tainted and...
Something's weird. Can we all agree something's very fucking weird?
Yeah. Y'all are all broken and you tried to keep it real, you know, Catholic and Republican up in Alaska and it didn't work out because you got asked to be vice president and you weren't expecting it. Nobody was expecting it. How about that?
So who are we voting for? Oprah?
Girl.
Obama.
I'm voting for Mr. Rogers.
He's dead.
Good. He won't cause trouble.
I'm so done with the crayon factory. Good riddance.
He always made sure that train got out on time, Keith.
Right. Hey, ding, 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 ding.
If nothing else, and king of make-believe.
That's who I'd let talk to my kids.
Yes.
How are you? Nothing. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, really? You want to go to the ding ding? Would you have a conversation like that and just repeat everything? I guess that was for our benefit. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, but yeah, I hope people talk to him like that. Ding,
that
ding.
Mailman, that was the creepiest fucking mailman on earth.
Please, you know, when right before he died, he's walking around, ding, 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 ding.
Don't tarnish our future president.
I think you're confused.
I think I will start calling him the president that, though, the king of make-believe.
Patrice.
Keith.
Any announcements you'd like to make?
Popscribe.com.
Popscribe.com? What is that?
It's a website.
What's on there?
Gossipy things.
You go there every day. You get to hear what's going on.
Yeah, and there's pictures of Amy Winehouse dying progressively.
Done. Sold. How do people donate and support Patrice?
You can click on ads, or you can send a donation to don'tfeedthebears@gmail.com.
There you go. Fantastic. Thank you guys for listening. Congratulations, everybody in Iraq, on stomping ass. I get the latest reports.
Frisbees.
Mm-hmm. Frisbees are coming. Deaf. So whenever you're like, oh, God, will this day ever end? Don't worry. Frisbees.
Don't put your gun down. Just put it on your back and get the frisbee.
I don't want to be responsible like, my buddy was playing frisbee. Mm-hmm. I am not at fault.
Are they glow-in-the-dark frisbees, Keith?
You could see them.
Bright enough.
Okay.
Bright enough for wartime, I say.
They are war-caliber frisbees.
Thank you for the congratulations on 800 shows on the feedback.
That's true.
Fuck off. How about leaving a fucking number we can fucking call you on, you fucking tits? I started doing... KeithAndTheGirl.com